before the FDNY's entrance exam will open on April 5th. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. And no, it's not Carl and Linda Bott. It's Trish Clark this morning. Carl and Linda are winging their way back from the Reno area. And with that weather out there, I bet they're glad they decided not to try to make the show this morning. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 530-605-4567 if you'd like to be a part of the show. We have a pretty fun morning planned for you. Yeah, we've got Jane Quinn coming in, the computer lady from the Frontier Senior Center. She's going to come in at 7:30 and talk about all kinds of new things that they're doing down there. And then at 8 o'clock, Enjoy Magazine will be joining us and enjoy the store. So all kinds of good information there. Really brisk and woolly out there in Shasta County this morning. 54 degrees as we speak. We have a wind advisory in effect off and on for the next 3 days. And it's really windy out there. Wind up to 30 miles an hour in a lot of places and a lot of power outages going on. Looking for a high today of 54, a low of 45. Pretty much the same story tomorrow. Tuesday, a high of 60 and a low of 46. Kind of the same weather pattern throughout the week. A little bit of rain, 80%, 100%. Windy, stormy, icky is what we're kind of looking for.
Yeah, kind of a thunderstorm over Reading right now. I don't know if you saw the light show on your way up from Anderson.
I did indeed, and it was kind of just barely raining when I left Anderson. And then by the time I got here, I'm sure I wasn't going to have to swim. It got really heavy in places, could hardly see where we're going. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And things going on down in your neck of the woods, coming up the Sierra Cascade Lugging Conference.
Yes.
And do you take part in that?
I do, as a matter of fact. There's so many things going on with that always. There's a lot of great get-together time to talk over the industry with people and a lot of shows going on. Hopefully, and it says by next weekend, we're supposed to have a little clearing, and we hope that happens because the logging conference is a little difficult when it's windy and rainy.
I used to go down there when I was covering it for the station across town, and seeing the outdoor displays was neat, and it was kind of a bad thing to try to slog through the mud puddles and stuff.
It does go forward, rain or shine, but it's a whole lot more pleasant and more entertaining when it isn't raining like the devil.
Another quick community note here before I turn you loose, Trish. Foothill High School Performing Arts Department presenting an evening at Club Cougar. Take a trip back in time, experience the dramatic, exciting, and very musical era of the 1930s. A three-course dinner at the Club Cougar is included. That is happening February 8th through the 11th, and then again on February 15th through the 18th. It'll be at the First Church of the Nazarene on Bocelli Lane. For more information, call 245-2707.
So, the Super Bowl. I didn't care one way or the other who won, except that I was kind of hoping, I really was hoping that the Patriots wouldn't win and that the other team would – they had never won before.
The Falcons.
Yeah. I just went
right. Even I knew that, and I didn't even watch the game.
The Atlanta Falcons, I couldn't – all of a sudden my brain went completely dead. Shows how much interest I had in it. However, I did watch the game, and it was like two different games. The first half was all Atlanta. You kind of kept wondering why the Patriots were considered to be such a good team because they just weren't on the field. Even though Atlanta didn't have that many plays, every time they got the ball, they scored and seemed to be able to move at will. Anything they wanted to do ended up with an interception. I think probably I was listening and kind of trying to get a feel for it. It was almost painful to listen to the announcers because they were so obviously in the tank for the Patriots that their total astonishment the first half when Atlanta was just, I mean, kicking the crap out of the Patriots was almost painful to listen to it because they just obviously, this is not how it's supposed to be. I mean, it was almost like election night when the returns started coming in and it wasn't the person they had predicted it was going to be. But at any rate, I thought the Atlanta Falcons did a great job, and then I don't know what happened after halftime when they came back. It was like two different teams got on the field and 28 unanswered points just out of nowhere, mm-hmm. and boom, they win by a field goal in overtime.
The very first overtime game in 51 years of Super Bowl.
That's exactly true.
Statistic.
I found all kinds of interesting statistics. This is that happened, records that were broken and things that were changed, and it was really interesting. And then, I mean, the second half, as the Patriots were coming back, those two announcers were, I mean, they were just so excited and so into it, and
well,
it was
most
incredible.
Super Bowls are flat. I mean,
it was a good game.
They turn into a rout fairly quickly. This, I am told, went down to the wire. Even though Brenda and I did not watch mm-hmm. the Super Bowl, we decided that it was a great night to go out to a movie. So we went and saw one that's up for a couple of awards and enjoyed it immensely because we had the theater to ourselves. The staff were looking for things to do. It was great.
The other thing, there was some build up discussion, expectation about what Lady Gaga was going to do with her thing. And there was, of course, speculation that she was going to really attack Trump and that she was going to come up with a real political statement and she was going to do all of these things. I think maybe they do all that hype so that everybody really watches closely to see what she's doing. She's a performer. I mean, there's no question. I mean, they opened up the roof and she came sliding in. It was an incredible show. Mm-hmm. I can't even imagine how much money something like that costs to put together. It's got to be extraordinary with all the people on the field. She did a great job. I'm not a Lady Gaga fan, so, whatever. But she is very, very talented.
She was paid to do a job. She came and did
her
job.
She did a really good job, and she didn't get political at all. Hmm. And that was the part I liked the best.
The blogosphere is trying to read little subtle cues here and there. But
they're going to have to really, really search that out. They've got to make stuff up. I mean, I was all prepared, quite frankly, given the history since our new president has been seated, of almost anything that has to do with Hollywood or the media having a slant towards that. I was looking real close at every presentation, and by golly, there just wasn't much there.
You came to play some football.
I think they did.
Now, of course, I mentioned we went to go see a movie that's up for some awards, but I'm not going to bother with the Oscars. I'll wait to find out. I'll watch the watch for the results, but I'm not going to watch the show itself because it's just going to be painful.
Well, and that's exactly right. I think, like I said, I was really looking. Okay, what are they doing? What are they going to do? So the three gals that sang America the Beautiful, they only did one tiny little thing when it says brotherhood. They threw in and sisterhood. And I kind of thought that was, in a big smile and what have you. And then when they sang, there was a Coke commercial where they were singing America, and it was all different nationalities, and they were singing it in several different languages. And that's kind of a political correctness thing. I believe that English is America's language, and if you're going to move here and assimilate yourself into America, mm-hmm. then you need to learn the language. Even as hard as I was looking for stuff, that's really about all I could find that where anybody was even kind of politically correct. So I was glad to see that. Maybe the NFL is starting to learn their lesson. I know that a lot of people
Nobody took a knee on the sidelines.
Very patriotic. President Bush and Barbara came out and threw out the opening ball, or the opening ball. They did the coin toss.
Yeah, the coin toss.
very, very patriotic throughout. I didn't see any indications of anything that was political or leaning or demonstrations or, I mean, there just wasn't anything there. So maybe they've learned their lesson, because I know a lot of people are not watching the NFL. I have a lot of friends who sat this out, as you did. They're done with the whole political part of that whole thing, and so maybe they've learned their lesson. I don't know. Anyway, I still wish Atlanta had won. They didn't, but you know what? There's always next year, and next year it's going to be the Raiders. I mean, that's where I'm going, so the hope springs eternal. So we'll take a break, and we'll come back and talk about some other stuff.
Oh, thank you very much, Trish. Before we go, I want to tell you, before we go into break, we are going to be here for another hour and 45. This portion of the program brought to you by Home Helpers. They're in-home care services, more than just an in-home healthcare agency. They're an extended family when family can't be there. Locally owned, trusted provider of quality, compassionate in-home care, customizing home care solutions to your unique situation. For an affordable solution that keeps your loved one right where they're happiest at home. 716 on KCNR 1460. Right back.
Must be Budget Blinds. Because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more. To transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out. We'll bring all sorts of different samples. We'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
There's an older animal at Haven Humane who lost his loving home just waiting for you to come rescue him. PALS Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion, and right now Blindsided is making a donation to this fund with every window covering order. Donations to this fund continue to provide homes for these older pets and honor the memory of this amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 10 years ago.
For window coverings, contact Blindsided today at 945-3969.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And welcome back to KCNR, 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. Yeah, and if you're just tuning in, this is not Carl and Linda. This is Trish. And no, it's not Thursday. But Carl and Linda are not here this morning, so I'm filling in and trying to make sure you get all the information you need for this Monday morning.
They were apparently off watching the big game and over in Reno. I think it was Reno, yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Hey, this portion of the program brought to you by B&T Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. Call your local TV experts. That would be B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. Ask how you can save $100 and help a local veteran save $100 as well. Once again, 241-3474. Glad to have them as a customer, as a sponsor, B&T Satellite.
Final thoughts on the Super Bowl. The best ad, as far as I was concerned, was an ad by for King's Hawaiian Buns. It was a really cute ad, and I really enjoyed it. The Bud Light ad, I didn't like it because I don't like the dead Spuds. I didn't like him much when he was alive, and coming back dead doesn't do a thing for me. And I was really disappointed because there was no Clydesdale ad. And I'd even heard some talk about them changing that up or getting, and I guess they really just aren't doing the Clydesdale ad this year. But that was disappointing. I think that they weren't as magnificent as usual. Usually that's, I have a lot of friends who say, oh, I just watch for the commercials. And in fact, I've been to Super Bowl parties where that's the only time anybody is watching, is when they go to commercial, then everybody gets in front of the TV to watch the commercials. And during the game, they're not the least bit interested. But at any rate, are they ever going to get Donald Trump's appointments appointed?
Oh, it will be making a point to, you know, be as obstructionist as possible. I mean, if the Dems accuse the Republicans of being obstructionist, well, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Well, and the sad part of that is all the time that in fact the Republicans were in a position to really be obstructionist to Obama. They weren't. McConnell made all the deals in the background, and Ryan and Boehner made all the deals, and all of the Republicans just fell into line and just didn't do anything for 8 years. It's amazing to me now all of a sudden. How about the two Republicans jumping out against the education secretary and I suppose that'll come down to the vice president actually breaking a tie, if that falls down according to the votes. But it seems to me that during the 8 years that Obama was in charge, that the hierarchy within the Republican Party had a pretty good way to keep all their people in line. And I'm surprised that they're not trying to keep these two gals in line that are voting with the teachers union now. And I would hope that they would. You know, let's see some of that, take one for the party kind of attitude. Mm-hmm. I still think, and I'm not convinced, that the biggest obstacles that President Trump is going to have are going to come from within his own ranks. I think he's learning, and they're doing a good job of perhaps cleaning out some of the dead wood that's left over in the bureaucracy, because there's a lot of people who are permanent appointees. That can do a lot of damage and slow down in the whole network of getting things done. And I think that he's starting to see those, and I think they can be handled, you know, moved around and taken care of. But the split within the ranks of the Republican Party, that there's what Senator Cruz used to refer to as the Washington cartel, they're alive and well, and they like things the way they are.
So let me understand one thing, though. Your contention, and those who think similar lines to you, that folks like LaMalfa and other Republicans should never compromise, should just fight, and even if nothing actually comes out of it, except they end up on, you know, the committee to look into butterflies, they should still fight, and not ever compromise. Is that kind of what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying
that's
they shouldn't
the
compromise.
Message that I'm hearing, though.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that the American people have elected a president. At the very least, we ought to be able to get him to have his people around him, appointees, and they should do everything they can to get those in place and start conducting business. And then let's have the actions on the floor of the House, and let's have those actions on the floor of the Senate. I want to stop seeing all of the deals made before they get in there, have the discussion, and have the people that we have elected be part of the compromise. I don't want McConnell and the other side and Ryan and his counterpart to be making all the deals and food speeding it to the people that I've elected to make the decisions. Mm-hmm. That's what I would like to see. And and you're absolutely right. You're going to have to compromise on some things.
Yeah. Because kind of what I got the impression is that a freshman congressman shows up there and he gets told, okay, if you ever want to do more than you know, just come in and put a piece of paper on a desk and then leave at the end of the day, you're going to follow our line. So I guess you have to kind of pick your battles.
I think you do. And certainly that's exactly how it's been. I do want them to go back there and fight for the things that they have told us they're going to fight for when they're running. And it's just a few things. There shouldn't be. I mean, I served as an elected official for 20 years. You do compromise on some things, but you don't give up your principles. And when it's appropriate and you totally disagree with it, you vote no. I mean, that's why you have five people sitting up there. Mm-hmm. Decisions are made on a 3-2 basis sometimes. Once that decision is made and you lost, you move on. You don't continue to fight that battle.
Mm-hmm.
But you should stand your position regardless.
Yep.
If you really believe in it.
The Supreme Court justice, do you think that the Republicans held off Obama's appointee,
mm-hmm.
And
as they should have,
the Democrats have promised fervently to return the favor, no matter the qualifications of the individual. And how do you think that's going to play out?
I think he will be confirmed. I think it's going to be long drawn out. I would, you know, it could be actually accomplished if they would move forward with the hearings in an appropriate manner by the end of March. I think we're looking at into April and May before they actually get the confirmation. But I do believe that he will be confirmed. He's eminently qualified. And it's, you know, Obama should not have expected to have his confirmation confirmed. And they were absolutely right not to. That has been the history that no – in how many hundred years or decades has no Supreme Court justice been confirmed in the last year of a presidency. And that's as it should be. The new guy should get the shot to do that. I was a little afraid that McConnell was going to fold on that and let a vote come up. I was pleased to see he didn't. And I think that
yeah. One thing that may happen, though,
Gorsuch
is that
will
this,
be confirmed.
Yeah, that I'm hearing is that this nuclear option that the Democrats invoked when they had the advantage to allow a simple majority to break a filibuster may turn around and bite them swiftly on the posterior.
And I'm hoping that that's exactly the case. I'm kind of loving the difference in when they put together what, as an example, Schumer said about the order to stop the immigration, what he said in 2015 when Obama did it, or 2014, and now what he's saying. And it's kind of comical because they're both doing the same thing, and yet the change. And I often wonder, do they just think that we don't remember anything when they can stand up there and say one thing and then absolutely 180 degrees the other direction, and we're not supposed to remember that you just did a real flip-flop here?
Yeah, the internet's such a great thing for that.
It most certainly is.
Not only do we have a written record, we have the video of you saying it. You know.
Exactly. And I think that's kind of interesting, and especially when they get some of my favorites, Schumer and Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein. Oh, my gosh. You know, when she's not prepared for the cameras, she's really getting old.
Yeah. Of course, Barbara Babs is history. I haven't even heard much from the new gal, the one who took Boxer's seat.
Oh yeah, I haven't heard a word.
Yeah,
haven't heard a word.
Real. She
and
might
Boxer
have got told.
Kind of went out with a whimper.
Yeah, yeah.
Which amazed me because that was not her general style.
Yeah.
But no, you're right. I haven't heard a word. She probably was told I bet Senator Feinstein has told her exactly what she can do and she can't.
Might be a fly on that wall.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be interesting, would it not?
But, the People's Republic of California continues to march forward into who knows what.
Now that's going to be – I'm telling you what, there's a lot of new action with the Jefferson State people and all of that, because that's going to prove to be real interesting if they continue to try to actually separate California from the rest of the union. And I think I would venture to say, given the vote, and if you look at the map, just not up here in the north part of the state, You know, Donald Trump got a lot of votes in the state of California.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of places and a lot of counties that went for Donald Trump. And I'm thinking they're probably not wanting to secede from the United States. So
where would you draw the line? Woodland? A little further north?
Yeah.
YOLO bypass makes a nice dividing line.
Just south of Red Bluff for my taste.
You go to the Tehama.
I mean, if I were the king, I kind of think that's where I'd put it. But you know, there's a lot of the people over on in the middle of the state that are pretty conservative as
well.
A
lot of those counties to the south of us have signed on, though.
Yes, they have. Yeah. So it's going to be interesting, and it's going to have keep things going. I want just a shout out to the people from the State of Jefferson group came down to the Frontier Senior Center for breakfast yesterday. We appreciate the business, and that was a nice.
You had to buy
turnout.
Another pallet of eggs.
Yeah, there you go. We had a good day, and it was. We've got a big sale going on, a monthly sale going on now with the breakfast as well. So we had a nice turnout. I want to thank all the people that came for the first time, and hope you come back next month. So we're going to take a break and. How about
Alrighty.
Pay some of our bills?
Absolutely. Hey, Trish, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Lighty and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. For a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822.
In a white room with black curtains near the station.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Johnny Cash. KCNR, home of free fire radio. 7:35 on a wet Monday morning. This portion of the program brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club, 1740 Eureka Way, a full-service sports club with a new program that my wife absolutely loves, Aqua Personal Training with Kathleen Cowling. It's a unique saltwater pool facility that's only available at Wellgate. She's a certified professional water coach. The training offers increased range of motion, increased flexibility, and reducing exercise inflammation. 12, 24, 36 session packages are available. Come experience, and I can attest to this, exceptional every day. Wellgate Sports Club, they believe self-care is the best health care.
All right, and welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. If you've got a question for us, give us a call at 605-4567 and jump into the chat room, kcnr1460.com. And I want to remind you, those of you who are in there, I don't look at that while I'm doing the show. So if you're in there and making comments and questions, you need to pick up the phone or maybe Bob can send them to me if there's something that needs to be answered while we're here. And now I welcome one of my dear, dear friends, Jane Quinn, who's been on the show with me this morning. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, you know, it dawns on me that we've come and Christmas has come and gone and everybody got all kinds of new little gadgets and fun things for Christmas. And now they need to learn how to use them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we started a new class.
Get in there a little bit.
We started a new class and on Tuesdays. And it follows right after lunch, so it starts at 12:30. The classroom will be open at noon, so you can come in and set up and get prepared or ask questions or get on one-on-one with me. And I stay in the room after class, too. But basically to learn about smartphones. So just imagine a place, Trish, where you can show up to learn more about the current personal technology, smartphones, tablets, computers, and the web. And you won't have to sign up for class. And you just love your smart thing, but it outsmarts you. So you don't have to sign up for anything. You're not obligated. And you get the basic features and the training and the usages of your device. So it's a fun thing. And like I said, it's not a commitment on your part. You just walk in for that. So that's that one class. That's just the one class.
And this is all kinds of smartphones. It doesn't matter whether it's iPhone or any brand that you've got.
Right. I was just trying to see what type she's using. Is that it's not an iPhone?
And this is
that's a Pixel.
To tell you, no, this is an LG.
Okay,
an LG 5. Right. So to demonstrate your question, last week we had a new group and they came in with all different assignments of devices.
Yeah.
From mobile TV to iPhone to so we tried to send each other a message, and we all can use messaging, the app messaging. So Bernice could send from her iPhone to me a message and a setter around the room. You know, we all learned where that was. It's good.
Yeah.
We can keep in contact with each other. And my friends are so adamant about not using a smartphone just because they come from a flip phone. And I'm slowly showing them how they can get engaged with their family and get more conversation going. As an example, with my new phone, I've been having a ongoing conversation with my brother in San Francisco, my brother Robert, in San Francisco since last night.
Yeah.
We've traded 12 messages back and forth.
Yeah. I think that a lot of people, and I think that's what we're trying to get across always, is a lot of people are still using their flip phone. Well, I just use it for a phone call. And then I say, well, when do you hear from your son that lives in so-and-so? Well, I don't hear very much from him. And that's where we need to get everybody to understand that your grandkids and your children will text back.
Yeah.
They honestly will. And you can have this ongoing conversation.
Yeah, because you're
yeah.
Because
you're
that's what they're
around.
Doing.
Yeah, an SMS, a short message service, is universal among phone carriers. It's the one thing that really is universal across carrier.
Yeah, and sometimes I know the iPhone has a little bit of a glitch every once in a while where it will send to people who are in an iPhone, but it won't send and won't duplicate across my iPad and my iPhone. You have to go in and you have to reset and get into iMessaging.
Yeah, because they're trying to push
you. Yeah, but if you use the Messenger,
yeah.
And it'll just you know, settle that whole question.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. But so, I mean, that's what we learn.
A lot of people use Facebook Messenger. I pulled Facebook off my phone and my tablet, but because I have many reasons for that. Not the least of which is battery life. For some reason, Facebook just eats Samsung batteries for lunch. Anyway, you can set up a group conversation, and this is how we're keeping up to date on what's going on with my mom, who is undergoing some medical issues right now.
The thing you need to watch with the group messaging, though, is the group messaging. And then, I mean, like, so let's say I'm doing Jane and Bernice and Mary all in a message, and we've got a conversation going. And then I decide to share something just a little bit funny that I wouldn't share with everybody with my friend Mary. And I forget to go into the other one.
Like, keep this a secret from Mary.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, and you say something that's, you know, and then all of a sudden you get a reply from somebody. Trish, did you really say that? And you go, ooh, I forgot about that group message that I did 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
So, yeah, you can, but it's always in good
with
fun.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Oh, that is so true.
That is true. But and I know everybody can kind of laugh at that because sometimes, and that's the thing. If you're on Facebook and you want to have private conversations with somebody that you don't want to share with everybody, right. You can go into the messenger, you can go into the, I know that there's so many listening out there who are going, yeah, but I just don't want to get into that. It is so easy.
It is. And then if you come to class, we'll help you walk through that in your mind, what the differences are, because we have all these different apps and they have similar looking icons, but they do different functions and they reach out to different groups. So we'll explain that in class. And that's what's great about teaching in the classroom, because you can hand somebody a manual, you can have them watch a YouTube, but it doesn't really sometimes often answer your specific question.
No, and it just what you think you, okay, I've got this, and then you get, and they ask a question that nobody covered, and then you're stuck in front of the thing going, okay, so now I don't know how to go from here.
Right.
If you're in the classroom and you're walking through that, doing it certainly helps me. And I want to emphasize, as you said at the beginning, Jane, there's no commitment to these classes. That we have classes Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, different combinations. They're all printed on the webpage, frontierseniorcenter.com. They're in our bulletin.
Yes.
You can call Jane. There's email numbers. There isn't a commitment. You don't have to join anything. You
right.
come down, you make a donation. That's how everything at the Frontier Senior Center works. You make a donation. The computer club that Jane heads up and the whole thing down there, they buy equipment for that room. It's nicely appointed. Once they buy the equipment, it becomes the property of the Frontier Senior Center, and then they make a donation to the Senior Center on a monthly basis or yearly basis, whatever, and that's how their portion of the building gets paid for. That's how we work everything at the Frontier Senior Center. So you're not committed. You can come once, one Tuesday or one Monday, or not come for a while. So kind of walk through the classes that are available.
Oh, yes. Okay, so the class that comes on Mondays, that's run by Barbara Benefield and Mary Gillen, and that is the Mac group. So they address Mac problem, iPhones, iPads, the latest stuff as well.
And
so,
the Mac computer.
And the Mac
well.
Computer. Yeah, and the Mac and Computer Club. So they support that. So you can bring, so you can send your message to her Gmail, Barbara's and Mac, but if you pick up, call the Senior Center at 365-3254. You can get that information from Janie Montgomery, and she'll provide that question. Oh, she'll give you that answer
Janie
for the
McLaughlin.
Email. Janie McLaughlin. And then Barbara can field that question, and you can either pose that question before you come to class or receive that information when you're in class. But the other class is the same. I have an email address, and you can forward your question to me, and we can address it in class, or you can just get an answer response from me. And I am just like Mary, Barbara, and the rest of the people that teach in the group. We don't make stuff up. If we don't know the answer, we won't give you a techno answer that you don't understand. We'll help you through it. And that's what basically the seniors are doing, just computing just strictly for seniors.
Right, right. And then on Wednesdays, we have the genealogy
class.
Oh,
they're fabulous. They're really great. I went in there just as a I get my fourth or fifth time through there. When you arrive and you tell them you're new, they give you a package, a packet of all the stuff that could help you, all the resources that could help you. And they walk you through a scenario of how to find your family and that kind of thing, because you can easily go left, right, or middle. It's been a lot of wasted time. So they'll show you the ropes. So they're great. They are really, really good.
And they meet every Wednesday at 9 a.m. And then on the fourth Thursday of the month, we have a new class. So Jane is doing the first, second, and third Tuesday of the month, the Computing for Seniors at 12:30.
Right.
And then on the fourth Thursday of the month, she's got a new class called Windows 10.
Yes, and Windows 10 is we go through the class in the basics of Windows 10. And to address the real question, people like, it's tell me all the time, it's so different. But if I help you understand the reasoning for the new picture look of the operating system, which is in reality Windows 7 underneath it, you'll understand how it works. And you'll really like the change. So, I mean, that's what we'll go through. And we go through just the basics of things that drive people nuts on a, you know, just to get, I'm like everyone else. I want my computer to be able to use it like I did last week. I don't want a learning course. So that's what we're going to focus on.
Yeah, Windows 10 has a lot of great features, but I'm going to update now whether you like it or not, and I don't care what you were doing. I'm going to update and restart now. That's been an issue for a lot of people.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and so we could go on and on and on for hours. On Friday, we have the third Friday of the month, we have another class called Computer Care Internet. Tell us just a tiny bit about that.
Well, that's one of the ladies in the business here, has a business here. She comes in and fields questions that I've collected through the month, and she'll address them in the classroom. So it's pretty much her expertise is on the web, and her other expertise is security.
Okay.
So she talks about the secure software you can put on your devices, total devices, all your devices. And so that kind of is a question mark in the back of our heads, you know, which ones we need to use on what.
There you go. Okay, we need to take a break, and we've got some other people coming in here at 8:45. Jane, thanks so much.
Welcome. Thanks for asking me.
Well, and we'll get you back and just get everybody interested in learning those things that are sitting around that you've just got access to. Come down and learn how to use them. Frontier Senior Center.
And with that, it is 7:47 here on KCNR 1460. This portion of the program brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. It is the jewelry store of choice for Carl and Linda. Give them a call at 222-2750. That's Four Winds Jewelry.
Baby, get a blister on your thumb. We got to install microwave ovens, custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the Historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie. It's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen at the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m., film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
Celebrate the North State's heritage Thursday through Saturday at the annual Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Indoor and outdoor entertainment for the whole family and free admission for all. Sponsored in part by Wind River Resort and Casino, Sierra Pacific Industries, NorCal Kenworth, and Reading Bank of Commerce. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy the Excavator Rodeo, Lumberjack Competition, Wild Things Wildlife Show, exhibits, historical displays, truck driving and log loading Boating Skills Competition, equipment displays, demonstrations, and new this year, the Strongest Logger Competition. This is a great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this successful industry with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. The 2017 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, Thursday through Saturday. Event sponsors include Tri-Counties Bank, Eddie Axner Construction, Les Schwab Tire Centers, and Warner Enterprises. And remember, admission is free.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies. And if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com, or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
And coming on back here with KCNR 1460, Crackmaster knows the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. He's been repairing windshields for years and is Bureau of Automotive Repair approved. Jeff at Crackmaster, truly from the old school, each and every repair a sign of his quality workmanship. Unlike doctors who practice, no practicing with Crackmaster. Their repairs are a certainty. You know it will be a job well done. He guarantees a 241-8373 for your appointment today.
So, welcome back, KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. This is Trish Clark, and Jane Quinn is still with me because the people that were in the lobby were not coming to see us this morning. They were going to go see the station next door, so Jane's going to talk some more about what she's doing down there at the Frontier Senior Center. So we kind of brushed over the Windows 10 thing. Talk a little bit more about that, because I know there's a lot of people who have been forced into going away. I mean, okay, we had to get rid of XP, had to do that a while back, and a lot of us opted to go with Windows 7. And then now if you're buying anything, I don't think Windows 7 is even available, so you're buying a new computer, you're going to do Windows 10.
Yeah.
Right. And are we in a position now where we should, in fact, upgrade from Windows 7 to Windows 10?
I don't think you can.
That's
possible. No,
it kept staying down at the bottom of my computer
for a certain period of time, for like a year, and then by the time Windows.
Yeah, by the time Windows 7 hits end of life, which is I think in 2020, I think
2020.
Yeah, the hardware will be to the point where you really should pick up something else, and it'll probably be
your computer will die by then. At this period.
What you may want to consider. Because if you're not doing a lot of graphics, a lot of things, Chromebooks and similar devices are becoming much more popular, where you can get a Wi-Fi signal most anywhere nowadays. And the Chrome OS and similar operating systems like that offer a simplified experience without those constant Windows update. Those are gaining in popularity, and the hardware is cheap. You can pick up a Chromebook for about $200.
Okay.
Yeah, now that you said that, in the classroom, people are walking in with tablets. And so it's in, like the size that you have, just tiny little things, because
I have my iPad here that I use for just about everything. And I rarely tote the laptop around anymore because the iPad will do pretty much everything.
I got rid of my laptop, 3 or 4 years ago, and strictly use the iPad when I'm traveling or for everything else that I do. Except the word processing, the newsletter that I do for the computer center, things. And I do that on the computer at home.
But if you did Google Docs or one of those similar solutions, modifications you did on your iPad out in some hotel room would show up on your home computer.
Right. There you go.
Exactly right. So all the stuff that I do, I dictate to my phone. And it shows up in Google Docs. And I do my slideshow presentations in Google Docs, but from my phone. My whole thing I can create from my phone. And it goes, like he said, in Google Docs. And I can print it, share it, which is just wonderful. I don't really like typing on glass, so I dictate to my devices. And as he said, it goes into a document. I share it, whatever I want to do with it. And then the other aspect of it, when you have a tablet, they come with a lot of them come with the covers that have keyboards on.
Uh-huh. Yes, I have
so,
one.
Yes. But, I mean, they come built in with the cover. So, I mean, you could flip it any way you want to.
That's what we got here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And yeah. You have an instant keyboard. So if you like to use the keyboard as opposed to using your voice to write, to create the document, you can do that.
And I do have that with my iPad. I will tell you one thing that isn't always a good case. I just purchased a new iPad, and the keyboard that goes with it, it doesn't like to recognize itself every once in a while, though, and the only way I can get it to recognize it is to power off and power on.
Oh.
We've not been able, I've had it about a month and a half now, it's being back to the factory and back to me saying, don't know what the problem was, hope we solved it when we cleaned it all up, go.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
And it's
okay.
Still doing exactly the same thing as it was doing before. So I'm not exactly sure where I'm going with that, but they tell me, well, maybe it's a software problem. But we went through the whole problem of taking everything out. Anyway, we haven't reached a conclusion with that yet.
So you're using voice recognition to do your dictation. Yes. Which one are you using? The
Google search.
Yeah, okay.
The Google search. So that's what gets a widget. So when you come to class, we'll explain the difference between the widget and the apps and how you find them, how you can sort them, how you can change your home screen on your phone so you could see all your the products or the apps that you use most often. Sort of the same kind of story with Windows 10. Come to class in Windows 10. We'll show you how you can put those. They're tiles. I love them. So in my view, looking at Windows 10, they decided that people could probably find their programs faster, easier, if they were all organized in groups and they created the tiles. So in my view, it replaces the shortcuts that you used to know on your desktop. It replaces those. So when I want to find a program and open up, I'll just hit the Windows key and my tiles will come up. And the ones that I use most often will either be listed where I can access them really quickly, or they'll be in a group of, let's say, photo editing or documents only. And those, I choose how I group those.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's a lot about Windows 10 that's made it easier for people who are new to computing to actually get on board and start using computers, if you want to do that.
And I think for me, I like my computer. When I'm doing the newsletter, I want to sit there and I want to see it all spread out on my desktop. And I can see it better than on a small tablet. Some of the stuff I can do on my iPad. And for a while, I actually had the go to my PC thing that I was doing and all of that. I prefer to just sit down at my computer.
Yeah, but don't you think there's new way you can get Bluetooth connection to monitors, or you can connect to monitors from whatever small device you have in a free open keyboard? Pretty much, isn't that what you think you might need, is just a free keyboard and a big monitor that connects to your small little device that's sitting over
there
in the corner?
And that's probably where I'll go the next time.
And then when you move, you only need three things, two big things and one small thing.
Yeah. Jane, you know, the interesting thing is there's so much, and I am amazed because, gosh, not very long ago, maybe 8, 9, 10 years ago, all of this was so Greek to me that I didn't understand any of it. And I'm always amazed when I sit and talk with you or sit and talk with Bob that I actually understand what you're talking about now. And it's kind of amazing that I every once in a while I have to pinch myself and go, wow, I understood everything they said this time. I don't know how to do all of it, but I know how they got there.
So there's a shout out to people who are just as hesitant to come and start doing this. Just come and listen to what we do, how we use it. And don't think you're going to be able to absorb it let's give yourself a window, 6 months. Just digest it a little bit at a time, and then it'll finally get into your brain what it does. It'll finally understand what it does.
I think that the my example, when my grandchildren wanted to start texting, I had the flip phone, and I said, no, I can't do that because I can't, you know, and I don't have the package. And when I went to the store, was going to get something I could text with, and I kind of was looking at the iPhone and thinking, I don't know, I asked my son, I said, am I just going to hate myself if I buy this? And he said to me, you are going to know more by the time you go to bed tonight about that iPhone than you know about that flip phone that you've been carrying for 5 years. And he was absolutely correct.
Right. It's a toy. You can't stop using it.
Well, and it's just easy. It is easy to jump right into it. It's amazing. Jane, thanks so much for coming in. We're going to have to do a whole show one time and talk about all this stuff. We're going to take a break now, and we're going to come back at 8 o'clock with the people from the Enjoy Store and the Enjoy Magazine.
And KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour at townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenyon. Two former secretaries of state are joining the former top U.S. national security officials in asking the courts to keep blocking President Donald Trump's recent immigration order. They're John Kerry and Madeleine Albright. They say travel restrictions on seven Muslim-majority nations would disrupt thousands of lives while likely endangering U.S. troops in the field and hurting partnerships with other countries to combat terrorism. Students, green card holders, and refugees have been among those caught up in the travel ban. This Iranian PhD student at Polytechnic University of Milan was among them.
I'm doing a PhD right now back in Italy, in Milan. And last year we contacted Stanford. There's a professor, she's very famous in the field of surgical robotics. And we arranged for me to go there and have a collaboration with them.
Nima Enyate was able to fly to New York yesterday thanks to the stay on the travel ban. President Donald Trump says he sees no problem with the rollout of his travel ban.
I think it was very smooth. He had 109 people out of hundreds of thousands of travelers, and all we did was vet those people very, very carefully.
President Trump was interviewed on the Fox News Channel's The O'Reilly Factor. The president is insisting in his words, I call my own shots, and that any negative polling data is what he calls fake news. It's unclear what prompted Trump's early morning tweets, but the New York Times released an unflattering portrait of the president's nights at the White House, suggesting he spends much of his time watching cable news and wasn't fully briefed before signing an executive order elevating Steve Bannon to the National Security Council. A big parade is set for tomorrow in Boston after the New England Patriots won their fifth Super Bowl, beating the Atlanta Falcons 34-28 in overtime last night. It's also the fifth Super Bowl win for New England's star quarterback and MVP Tom.
Consult your tax professional before investing. Let me ask you a question. Can you keep your 401k or IRA safe from the death of the dollar, continued rampant Fed spending, political corruption, and from the possible new Cold War with Russia? If you answered no, then listen up. Fortunes are going to be made and lost over the next few months. It's time you took action. Over 50,000 people have requested our Gold IRA investment guide to learn how to protect their retirement savings. Now it's your turn. We are Advantage Gold, the number one rated gold IRA company in America by TrustLink. Right now, we are giving away a free copy of our new gold IRA protection guide to anyone with an IRA, 401k, or retirement account that is over the age of 55. Just call 1-800-900-8000 right now, and we will help teach you how to keep your retirement savings away from the government and safe in your pocket. Just call today at 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Representatives are standing by. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hundreds of marchers took to the streets of downtown Los Angeles to demonstrate against President Donald Trump's executive order fast-tracking the Dakota Access and Keystone XL oil pipelines. American Indian Movement Southern California Director Walter Ruiz, also known as Gray Wolf, says the Dakota Access and Keystone XL pipelines will pose a threat to the environment.
We are here to protest the pipelines going across the United States that are polluting water. There's about 500 pipeline breaks a year that are not reported.
Gray Wolf was interviewed on KNBC TV. President Trump has said he wants to move forward with the Dakota Access and Keystone XL pipelines, which would connect Canada's tar sands with the Gulf Coast refineries. Japan has started offshore construction work on relocating a U.S. Marine base on Okinawa. The relocation has had stalled for more than 20 years because of persistent protests. Many residents complained about the large American troop presence in Okinawa. I'm Linda Kenyon. A 5-year-old girl has fatally shot her 4-year-old brother wounded in an accidental shooting at their home in Jacksonville, Florida.
And police say the shooter was their 8-year-old brother. Cops say the children were home alone in their apartment Saturday afternoon after their mother left for an unspecified amount of time to go to a store. Jacksonville Sheriff's Department says the eldest boy fired a single shot from the gun, which killed his younger sister and gave his brother a wound that was not life-threatening. The incident is under investigation to see if any charges will be filed for leaving a gun accessible to children. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
The police chief in Gardena, California, wants a federal court judge admonished for releasing to the public a video showing Gardena police officers killing an unarmed man in 2015. Lawyers for the police chief will argue before an appeals court today that the federal judge in Los Angeles abused his authority by releasing the footage before a higher court could intervene in the case. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And welcome to KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. It's not Linda and Carl. It's Trish Clark, and it's not Thursday. So now I've got you really confused. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567 if you'd like to be a part of the show. We're joined this morning by the people from Enjoy Magazine.
Good morning, dear.
Good morning, James. Good morning, Rhonda. And it's 54 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 54, a low of 45. It's rainy and windy, and we've got a high wind advisory that we're going to be looking at off and on for the next couple, 3 days. And so that'll keep life interesting. And it's going to be wet and blustery all the way through the week with highs in the 50s and 60s.
And on the phone right now, we have from
Weather as always is brought to us. Let's do that first. by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
I'm sorry, I moved your cheese. On the phone right now from Reading Patriots, we have Riley Sally. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sally.
Now she can hear you.
Yeah, now I can hear you. Good morning, Sally.
Okay, good. Good morning, Trish. Yeah, tonight at the Reading Patriots, we are going to celebrate Ronald Reagan's birthday. It's the first time in 7 years that Ronald Reagan's birthday, February 6th, has fallen on a Monday. So I just thought I'd take this opportunity to play some of his short clips. He had a wonderful self-deprecating sense of humor that just endeared people to him, and I just thought it'd be really fun to play those clips.
I think that's going to be great.
Yeah, so, and we're also going to be discussing the Cal Exit Movement and also the vote last week to become a sanctuary state.
Interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, all of the above, and I would think that right now, especially the people that are involved in the State of Jefferson operation, a lot of new stuff happening and a lot of new twists and turns in that whole process.
Absolutely, and that's what we're going to discuss is our opposition to it, how we're going to do that. And I also wanted to let people know that our Jefferson Committee meets at 5:30. If they want to come on out and find out how they can get involved with the State of Jefferson and what we're doing to combat some of these crazy things that California is doing, because the only solution is to get out of California.
But that's a good plan regardless as far as I'm concerned, whether they secede or not. I also want to just thank everybody from the Jefferson group that showed up at the Senior Center breakfast yesterday.
Well,
appreciate that.
Well, we absolutely do support you, Trish, out there. Thank you so much. And so tonight, and we'd love to have you come too, Trish. It's at 6 o'clock. The regular meeting starts, and at 5:30, the Jefferson Committee meets at 3276. Bocelli Lane, and come on out. Celebrate with us.
All right. Thanks so much, Sally, for keeping us up to date.
Thank you, Trish.
Mm-hmm. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so what do we got going with Enjoy Magazine and Enjoy the Store?
Well,
there's always something good.
I know there is.
Good morning, North State. Thank you, for having us, as usual, on the first Monday of each month. And thank you to Linda and Carl. Hopefully you guys are enjoying yourself wherever you're at, and hopefully you can make it home. I left the house this morning, and it was like, I think I was watching the news, and it didn't show anything going on. It looked like there was no rain. And yet I looked out the window, and my whole entire front yard was under about a foot of water.
Yeah, as the gutter. I thought I was going to swim coming into Manderson.
I know. So anyway, it was quite interesting getting out of the house this morning. Anyway, we're always here and promoting the latest issue, which is our February issue. And this one is coined Love Songs, and this is always our lovers issue.
February. What's not to love about the month of February?
And, you know, February is also, it marks the anniversary that Michelle and Yvonne started their own business. So we all left KMS in 2005, and Michelle and Yvonne started in-house marketing, and then a year later, Enjoy Magazine. So
Good background, yeah. You know, a lot of times we take for granted, and I mention this a lot when I'm on the radio, that when we start talking about Enjoy Magazine or Enjoy the Store, that everybody out there knows exactly what we're talking about and who you are and how you exist. And that's not always true, because a lot of people, each time, you know, you pick up a new person. So just a little, the magazine started, and then the store kind of.
Yep.
And I appreciate that, because it is, you know, I guess you maybe think more highly of yourself in the store. I'm working there, and every day people come in and go, gosh, I've driven by this place for 6 years, and I've never been in. I feel so bad because I haven't come in, and I love it. It's amazing. There wasn't a parking space out front or whatever it is. Or they're in there, and they're like, this is the greatest place. And I'm like, do you read our magazine? Oh, what magazine? And then that you say Enjoy. and a lot of them know it, but they don't put them together, or, you know. So, yeah, there are a lot of folks out there in the North State that still don't even know that Enjoy Magazine has operated a store for over 6 years. And
that's not the only store. Don't you have another store?
We have a store.
Two more.
Yeah, we have a store down in Red Bluff, and we have a store and a magazine down in Visalia, California, that handles the South Valley area. Yeah. And all the stores are unique. They all follow the same principle. Of course, you know, they are artisan-based products that are all locally made, locally, regionally made to that location. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Red Bluff is very unique in that they have partnered with Cedar Crest Winery. So they have a wine bar and they have a coffee bar. And Cedar Crest recently opened a brewery. And so now they have a beer bar. So you can go there and shop, and then on certain, you know, or just come in and have a beer or a glass of wine. Or a lot of times they have events going on with live music, so you can go down there and be entertained.
I just learned something new, because I didn't know that.
And we have a lot of folks that go in there and enjoy themselves at the bar, you know. And it's not a rowdy bar. It's kind of like just mosey up to the bar, have a beer, have a good time with your friends, you know, pick up some olive oil and stuff while you're sitting there. And
I had some friends who were getting ready to go back to the southern states, and they were saying, you know, gosh, I wish it's the wrong time of year. It's winter time, because I'd like to pick up some local things to take back to my friends in Tennessee and this and that and the other. And I said to him, and that was when I said, well, go down to the Enjoy store. They've got, and they, now what is that? They said, and like, they live right here, and you know, it's so.
Yeah, they
you had some customers come in to buy some things, because they,
and I, that happens a lot, so I have that in mind. But yeah, I mean, they'll come in and they're like, oh, I didn't know you were here, and we're going to go visit family. And the other part of our business that's unique is that we have our own crates made. So we have these beautiful wood crates. We don't do baskets. We do crates that are like the old kind of peach lugs, but we have them in all different sizes and shapes. And those are even made for us by the Phillips Brothers Mill up in Oak Run, the oldest operation steam driven sawmill in the country. But we have one that's a shipping crate. So there are a lot of people that come in and want to give a taste of Northern California to friends back east in the South, Midwest, and they put together a nice little package, and we ship it off to them. And they usually come back in and say, gosh, you know, they they loved this so much, and then they want it shipped some more. So they'll pile up a crate filled with just that, you know, those couple items that they fell in love with.
And we have a lot of nuts and that kind of thing, too.
Nuts, so. Jams, olive oils, chocolates, you name it.
A lot
it.
Of chocolate.
I know, and I haven't been in a while. And it, every time I go in, I'm amazed at the new products that you've picked up and the different. And more importantly, the businesses that I didn't have any idea we were even doing that stuff here.
Hey,
And so that's the amazing part.
That's what's been so great about the magazine is we've learned about a lot of these people that are in the store from, you know, word of mouth. People have said something, we've done a story on them, and James said. And that's kind of why we started the store is because of those stories that we were doing on these people and
Coming back and saying, you know, you did a story about 4 months ago and I can't remember what it was and blah, blah, blah. And so I was like, why don't we give these people a place to showcase? And I always say this, but, you know, and people don't realize, even I don't, when I'm going out and searching for vendors for the store, we have some amazing producers in our marketplace. And these are world-class products that I would put up to compete with anything anywhere.
Absolutely.
You know? So, yeah, it's amazing. So we're very blessed and thankful that, you know, we have the store and that, especially me personally, the interaction that I get with these vendors. I mean, we're not buying through distribution and stuff. We buy directly from the vendor. We go to their places of business and see how things are made. Our tagline are products made to enjoy, products that tell stories.
Yeah.
And our goal is to share the story of the producer to the world.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back and talk about the February edition of the Enjoy magazine.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And this portion of the program brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. Warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week and 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air, call 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. It is 816 KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Donsteck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls. because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And 819, KCNR's Free Fire Radio. Carl, Linda will be back tomorrow with lots of tales about their adventures over in Reno. And they may very well want to go down to relax at the new spa at Redding Rancheria, Wind River Retreat. They just opened the other day. It'll be managed by Wind River Resort Casino, a new and exciting environment inside the Wind River Hotel. Lots of amenities. You'll want to check it out. They will include spa services and packages, including massages, body treatments, facials, waxing, and nail care. Check it out at windriverresort.com/resort/spa or call 245-9494.
And welcome back. This is Trish Clark. It's not Thursday, but we're here, and we've got the Rhonda and James from Enjoy Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And what's in the February issue?
Take it away.
We have all
Rhonda.
Kinds of
yeah.
great stuff in this issue.
It's a fun issue, actually.
It really is. And it starts out with some love stories. We sent out a message on Facebook asking people to share how they met stories. And so we've got some really sweet little stories to start us off with. And
love stories about how people met.
Yes.
Right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep.
Somebody you may know.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Check it out because you may not know the truth.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, when you read this, you may still not know the truth.
And it goes on and on. And we have a great story about Deborah Lucero, who is the
next door neighbor.
Yeah,
here.
Who's right across the street
at the old city hall.
Okay, yeah, with the
Arts Council.
Arts Council.
Yes. Yeah. And she's so involved in the arts, and I think she does a fabulous job.
Obviously, a lot of people, know this because, they're a force to be reckoned with in the community. But they're a nonprofit organization. Deborah Lucero has been the leader, the figurehead now for 6 years, if you can imagine that. Yeah. That's happened really fast.
Boy, that went by in a hurry.
Yeah, it did.
And they've done some amazing things. The article really is about, that she is a force to be reckoned with and that she has a vision. And she doesn't feel arts are one of those things that are an afterthought, that they're a very critical part to our societal structure.
To communities.
Yeah,
and
that it's interwoven and that they bring much needed things to our community at different points, different reasons for different people.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the accomplishments too that they had recently done is they've taken over as the public access channel,
mm-hmm.
and that's been brought under their care, and it's now upstairs, and that's doing very well, and they're going to be using that for a lot of different really and unique things.
I think a lot of times, because the only time that we tend to really hear about what's going on with an organization is when it's really going bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when things like, because that public access channel and all of that was a major issue for a long
time.
It was.
Yeah.
And but it was all bad. So now that it's all working out really well and they've taken it over, it's doing what it's supposed to do. So you just don't hear about it, and it kind of goes in the back of your mind.
Right,
This is a time the article to bring you up to date and say, hey, we solved it, and it's great, and it's out there helping you.
And use it. So, if you have some kind of a concept or idea, go, to the Arts Council and present yourself and, see how you guys can work together as a team.
I was there last night, or yesterday, went and saw Amadeus at the Old City Hall, and they fixed it up. The room was set up really nice for performing, and it was a really pretty intense play. I was so amazed at the acting in that. And so the Axiom Theater is bringing a lot of their plays to the, I guess their next few are going to be at Old City Hall. So mm-hmm. I'm not sure
all
of them are going to be there. I didn't find that out. But so anyway, she invites people to come and share their art, and I think it's just a great thing. I think she does a great job. She's a big shot in the arm for Reading, and
we've had the gift of working with her. We're working on something, and I can't speak about, but something that hopefully will come to fruition here in the not too distant future. we've had a few little setbacks and things, but, we've gone to her with something. We do Enjoy Movies in the Park. That's part of our outreach mm-hmm. program through Enjoy Magazine. We do free movies in the summer. And we've wanted for a long time to have one or two or three events that we champion as the magazine. And what we've come to find out is, we're a very small staff, and we're doing a lot, and we're all –
yeah.
We were saying this morning, how are you doing? I'm fine. I'm so tired. So am I. There's just not enough, and we're all getting older, and our kids are getting older, and, so
– And this community is so awesome because, you can invite people to come on board, and there's always somebody out there that's going to help. And
So Deborah got involved, and so now we've been kind of working.
And she's helping with a grant, and, she's
– good.
She's
yeah.
really.
Do you know, and I just a shout out to anybody out there that is not involved in some way in your community with giving some time.
Shame.
You need to get on board.
I know.
Because there's so many opportunities, and you will find that you get way more out of it
yep.
than you give.
That's absolutely true.
And there's so much fun stuff. The radio show for me
uh-huh.
keeps me plugged into what's happening in this community, and there's so much going on.
Yep.
If you don't have some place to go every night, if you want to go someplace,
yep.
you're not paying attention.
During the commercial, this is what we were talking about. We were just blown away that people say, I don't know, there's nothing to do. And we were both like, then you're dead. Because
exactly right.
Because there's not enough dates.
I'm happy when there's nothing to do.
I try to clear my calendar so I don't have a – but there's always some fun thing
yeah.
going on
yep.
that you can – and meet people. But I just encourage everybody, boy, if you're retired especially and you – just get involved in
and
something.
And find something that you love. Interesting. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Because it's there.
Yeah.
And the other thing is if you are retired, you know what? Don't be stingy. I mean, you have the experience, the knowledge, the
share
wisdom,
it.
You know. And right now, no matter what side you're on or what you're doing, it's a blessing because you have history. This country was founded on that, and, we need that wisdom right now.
Absolutely.
To guide people so we don't forget where our past is and not repeat the same mistakes and those types of things. But
that history and expertise you bring to the table, and it's so rewarding to you.
Yep.
Like, just get out of your house and get involved.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yep.
What?
Yeah, this is he's a car restorator. Is that what he does?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So pretty amazing.
Custom-made supercars. Yeah,
this is on page 51. And this guy is just unbelievable. I'm looking at one of the pictures why I was waiting to read this. Is he's got – it looks like an AC Cobra on there, which
yep.
if you're a car aficionado, you know mm-hmm. exactly what
– And James's dad was yeah. a big –
Yeah,
car
my dad
guy.
Was a big car guy.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not picking up this magazine, I always, when I pick it up, this is a good, whole afternoon for me to just sit mm-hmm. and go through it, because once I pick it up, I don't seem to be able to put it down, and especially
you're
in the wintertime.
You're my favorite kind of reader.
I just get myself a cup of coffee with maybe just a little bit of Irish cream in it
uh-huh.
and sit down, and what just a delightful afternoon, and I learn so much about what's going on in the community.
Yeah.
And the people that I know a little bit. And then you kind of feel like you know them a whole lot better after mm-hmm. you read their story and yep. things you didn't know about.
Well, and I appreciate that, because that's exactly why we started the magazine, was we wanted it to be a community builder. I mean, the magazine is not – we're not reporting news, and of course there's happy
and you're not
and
taking
sad.
A political position.
No.
And
no.
You're not,
yeah, this is about
– so important.
No controversy at all. Yeah.
Enjoying and yeah. learning more about your surroundings and making you feel more attached to the community. And, that's that whole thing about if the perception is that you know somebody, immediately there's a relationship. You
mm-hmm.
know, it's easier
Absolutely.
To build, cross that bridge.
Yeah, and put that in when that occasion arises and you think, oh, well, I didn't think about them, but now they're doing plays there and I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Yep.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, he and what's really interesting about him is, he's very successful with these cars that he's building and he's a severe dyslexic, so he really struggled in school, but he was given tools at a young age, and he just started rebuilding cars, and that's how he got started. So pretty cool guy.
And that's another special thing in my heart is, I have a son that's got special needs, and the thing is he's brilliant. And so, again, just being a kind citizen to people and everybody, differences are what makes our strengths. Here's this gentleman that probably do mainstream was looked upon as having issues and problems. And here he is, you know, later as an adult doing amazing, amazing restorations of million-dollar cars and some of the, you know, one of the best in the world. And who'd have thought, right?
Right, right.
And that's what's
you
so great.
You can do anything. I mean, you put your mind to it in
last
your heart.
Last week we were discussing a little bit the whole theory about for a long period of time we've been encouraging all of our kids to go to college. Mm-hmm. Got to go to college, got to go to college, got to go to college. Not everybody should go to college.
No, I agree.
And I think, you know, that I'm liking to see the emphasis back on trade schools and electricians and plumbers and because we need all of those people in society and you don't have to go and get a degree to do those things.
Yep. This is interesting because my son graduated from Reading Christian and there are a lot of exchange students that go there from older parents that have come to Bethel. And it's interesting to see how the school system works for a lot of other countries. And so a lot of his friends are from Switzerland. And what I didn't realize is in Switzerland, I believe it's ninth grade. That's when your school ends for them, unless you're going on to university. And again, they kind of determine, you know, you're really not cut out for university. This person is, and they're going to go forward. But then they have these really great apprentice programs where these people go into something that they're strong in, and then they're trained, you know. And how brilliant is that? Because those people, okay, so they don't go into college, but they get this training, but they may be brilliant, and they affect the business that they're trained in and take it a step further.
And you've just hit on one of my soapbox. And just a bit of that, I will say, and we have, in fact, gone and taken the whole thing of educating your children and having them work with you in a business and learn the trade. And we as a United States and as a government and as a bureaucracy have put every kind of a barrier between you and your kids with our rules and regulations about how many hours they can work and how much equipment they can use and where they can be and the safety this and the safety that and they can't work here and they can't. and made all of these rules and regulations to stop people from training their kids and growing up in the business and taking the business over. And we've put every obstacle we can come up with in the way of that happening.
My 30-year-old son struggled in school. And he is probably listening to him talk. And he's always been a reader. So he loves to read. And I listen to him and I just go, wow, this kid, some of the words he uses, I don't even know what he's talking about. he's very intelligent, but school wasn't his thing. So,
there you go.
And it just isn't everybody's thing. And so it's not, you know, he did try the college route and it just didn't work for him. He said, I just don't want to feel so stupid all the time.
Well, I'm starting to see some discussion again about changes that we can make and certainly within our community and some trade schools.
And there's a lot of shortages of people to do some of these jobs too.
Absolutely.
You know,
I think the builders exchange
trying to
develop.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And my oldest grandson is really kind of interested in doing being a diesel mechanic. He's not interested in going to college.
Right.
My other one wants to be a veterinarian, you know. Yeah. So I think it's cool if they can put him in a position now to where they can be exposed to maybe the auto industry and see if that really is.
And a lot of other societies that point out too, they really appreciate and they teach at an early age that it takes an entire motor or engine to operate and run a country. And so everybody is cherished from a person that's doing waste management up to a doctor. And it's like sometimes
you
I think this country has put the wrong emphasis on the wrong places.
That we've put this whole thing about having a degree and a big house And I mean, I can remember just when I was on the board and what have you, and I don't have a college education. Mm-hmm. And I remember distinctly a group that I was with one time, and they asked me why I didn't belong to this university club thing. And and they were, I mean, offended when I said, well, I can't join your group because I don't have a college education. And they looked at me like, ooh, how can you possibly be a county supervisor without a – it was almost a stigma, if you will.
Right. Yeah. Well, I never went to college either. I went to beauty college.
Yeah, well, I went to business college.
Yeah, and I am now in Shasta College's ACE program, so
– I know. I just
for
I
myself.
Found that.
And it is. You know, now I know why people go when they're young because it is a lot.
And I just wouldn't do that. I just have no – I mean, I've learned computer stuff and I learn and do stuff like that. But to go back to school, oh my God, just shoot me.
I tell her I have nightmares for her. I wake up at night going, oh, Rhonda, she missed a class.
Absolutely not. Okay, we need to take a break. Okay. Bob is signaling here that you're just going on and on, Trish. Time to take a break and pay some bills.
It is 8:34 on KCNR. This portion of the program brought to you by Man's Last Stronghold. That would be Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Athens Avenue in Reading, 244-9478, where Carl gets his haircut. I've been known to show up there and get shorn. It's where you should go to, guys. Except, of course, for James, where they would have to do a finder's fee on some of his head. Back after this. Walk on the ocean, step on the storm.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
And it is 20 minutes now in front of 9 o'clock on KCNR, about 22 minutes actually. This portion of the program brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane, our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting a new long gun or pistol, have a gunsmith do work on some firearms, or buying ammo. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. That's Bastiani Arms.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North Strait. This is Trish Clark, and I'm here this morning, even on Monday. And we have got the people, James and Rhonda from Enjoy Magazine and Enjoy the Store. We're just talking about a lot of things, all kinds of things, but mostly just what's in the magazine right now. There's an article that the Vinyl Countdown.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I haven't had a chance to read any of this yet, but tell us about that one.
Well, that is about Rock and Ron, and he has Meteor Records in Anderson.
And if you're into vinyl, that's where you need to go. He's got a great shop in downtown Anderson, right next to the railroad tracks. It's a whole shop full of vinyl.
And we actually did a story on him several years ago, mm-hmm. and that was before vinyl started making this big comeback. And now people that are making records are actually making vinyl again. It's really expensive.
Yeah, it is expensive. But
oh, wow. Because that's one of the – I know they went through that whole thing about you can turn all your vinyl into mm-hmm. CDs and you can turn them into this. Yeah. Right. And I was one of those that kept saying – oh, yeah, but I don't want to do that. I like the vinyl. Loved it.
A lot of people
get
like vinyl.
Get a good roaring fire going on a rainy day.
And just that crackle and that sound.
And
I love it.
Just sit there and listen to the vinyl. That's wonderful.
And Ron says he has over 200 or approximately 250,000 records in stock.
Oh, wow.
At any given time, yeah.
Okay, so I got to go see Ron.
Yeah.
He's just awesome to go in and shoot the breeze.
He's very knowledgeable, and mm-hmm. he's just a really great guy. And people just love him. So, yep.
Oh, very fun.
Yeah.
See, and I live in Anderson, and I didn't even know he was there. So that just goes to show you.
Well, there you go. He's on Center Street, so...
Yeah, that kind of new little upgraded right by the tracks where they've done a lot of that really kind of beautification.
Yeah, that's where the old fire department is, and that's where we're doing our Christmas celebration in Anderson now.
Yeah, so, you know, all you vinyl lovers out there, you know, it's good to just go in and check him out and just get to know who he is and, you know, what he's doing. It's awesome. I went in there with Matt.
Well, because we did the story. Yeah.
And of course, Matt and I love vinyl, so it was like we were in love. And he's got a lot of album covers all over the place, you know. So it's an awesome thing.
And we have Roberta with a comment about Ron, I believe. Hey, Roberta.
Good morning, Roberta.
Hi. Good morning, Trish. Hey, people may remember Ron because he was the Wonder Bread. guy that went around town delivering bread in his, I think it was a white delivery van kind of thing, you know, from the 50s.
Oh, wow.
Oh, he's been around this area for a long time, and what a great guy he is.
Oh, that's thanks awesome. For that, Roberta. Yeah.
And thank you very much for highlighting him in the Enjoy magazine.
Our pleasure. Our pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you for
Bye-bye.
Calling
Thank
in.
Thank you.
Well, that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
The little caveats. I love those things.
I know it.
The Wonder Breads.
It is a small town after all.
And, you know, that's one of the beauties about this magazine is, and that's what we hear a lot of is, you know, you did a story on my cousin or you did a story on my neighbor. And, you know, so people see people in this magazine or somebody's on the cover that they know. And that just makes people have a warm feeling that, you know, a kind of a sense of community, too. Mm-hmm. So, we do get a lot of comments about that.
So, Wonder, we now have to call him Wonder Rock and Ron.
Wonder Rock and Ron. So, where are we going now?
So, we're going to go to the very next page, which is 57, and this is a really neat article, too. These are people, actually, that are near and dear to my heart. It's called... what is it?
Vine on Design.
Vine on Design, enjoying the creative challenges with Heather Vine. Heather and her husband and their two beautiful daughters live down in Red Bluff. Joe Vine is her husband, and he owns one of the print shops down there. And I work with him all summer long because he works very closely with Dignity, who's one of our sponsors. And he has this beautiful, beautiful trailer that Dignity licensed to come to our movies in the park where they give out free popcorn and drinks.
Oh, okay.
And so anyway, Joe is a hoot. He's one of my favorite people in the whole world. But he's got this beautiful, beautiful wife, and she is an artist. And we're featuring her because she's done so many different things besides this. But this is kind of an interesting claim to fame is that she just got done doing the artwork for the latest Santana album.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, you know, there's pictures of her with her daughters there. Of course, they're so cute. And then she's actually got a picture with Carlos Santana and shows some of her other work. But she's an amazing graphic designer. And, you know, here is another story that's great, just like the one that we talked about earlier, the gentleman that Ron was talking about with the cars that had dyslexia and just, you know, that kind of thing and has made a success story. You know, growing up...
She also struggled with learning disabilities.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it talks about how we were talking about earlier, art and how important it is. It talks about, she says, art is what kept her in school.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that was her, you know, her outlet. If she didn't have that, it could have been a different story or a different outcome.
Right.
Sure.
Right. So, yeah, that's a really neat story, Heather Vine on page 57. And then another artist that we talk about in this issue is Palul, and Paul Rideout. His art name is Palul. And
this is actually really
cool. And right now he's restoring a piece of Chinese history, the terracotta clay soldiers. It belongs to Dr. Yim, and Dr. Yim has asked Palul to, has hired Palul to.
Is this Dr. Yim the dentist?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
My kid's orthodontist?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So you're paying for this project, are you?
but he's.
You know those big terracotta soldiers that you've seen in like National Geographic? It was the first emperor of China that when he died, before he died or whatever, they made thousands of these full-size terracotta soldiers to protect him in his
mausoleum. Yeah.
And I don't know if you've ever seen them, but they've got like these rooms now where they're just literally looks like thousands of terracotta soldiers that are made. And so the one that he has is
6 feet tall and weighs approximately 450 pounds.
And I guess it was in his backyard starting to break down.
Yep.
And so.
And Palul is he works with clay. What do you call it?
A potter?
Potter.
Yeah. Ceramicist.
Ceramicist.
Oh, I didn't know that was a word. Ceramicist.
Okay. Yeah, so he was hired to do this and
a restoration?
Yeah, do the restoration on this, and he's been working on it, and he also does a lot of really amazing work besides doing this. So anyway, so that's a really great story, another story about the arts. So.
Yeah, like it's amazing to think somebody has that kind of talent. Because if you see the picture, you can see him putting it together.
Yes.
And it looks like the whole entire bottom is off. And
yeah, mm-hmm. it looks like it's not much there to work with.
Right, right.
So I can't even imagine this. I would think the pressure if you were to have something like an Egyptian thing and then you're restoring it, you know, it'd be like, I don't know, I wouldn't want to touch it.
Yeah, no,
exactly.
I'd knock it over.
One of the other things too,
we'll take a break and then we'll come back
for
a final segment.
Yep.
After we take a break and pay some bills.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the Historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie. It's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen of the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m. Film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
Celebrate the North State's heritage Thursday through Saturday at the annual Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Indoor and outdoor entertainment for the whole family and free admission for all. Sponsored in part by Wind River Resort and Casino, Sierra Pacific Industries, NorCal Kenworth, and Reading Bank of Commerce. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy the Excavator Rodeo, Lumberjack Competition, Wild Things Wildlife Show, exhibits, historical displays, truck driving and log loading skills competition, equipment displays, demonstrations, and new this year, the Strongest Logger Competition. This is a great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this successful industry with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. The 2017 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, Thursday through Saturday. Event sponsors include Roseburg Resources Company, Dan Aarons & Sons, Steve Wills Trucking and Logging, and Wheeler Brader Shasta Energy Company. And remember, admission is free.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And it is now 11 minutes before 9 o'clock on KCNR, 1460, 51 degrees. And, of course, weather around the clock brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. Senior and veteran discount Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793.
And welcome back to the final portion of our show. We're with the people, James and Rhonda from Enjoy Magazine. And we just are having a great conversation about the February issue of Enjoy Magazine and all good things going on in Shasta County and that they're reporting about. So what final articles? You know, one of the things as I'm going through it, I should have breakfast before I look at this magazine. There's so many delectable food items in here.
There are. You obviously ran across our lovely recipe page with Miss Lana Granforest, who's been doing that. And this month we have her loaded potato skins.
Yeah.
Which was an obviously homage as a great appetizer for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. You probably also flipped through and saw our ad for Enjoy Magazine for our Valentine's Day, which is coming up Tuesday, February 14th, and we have our chocolate selection. So,
oh yeah, and that just
our store is loaded with all kinds of delectable chocolates, fine chocolates.
Oh, and I love Chocolate Day Nanette has these. They're little boxes that are actually made of chocolate.
Yes,
are filled with truffles. Whole, yeah. Oh my gosh!
And the box is a heart, and it has a lid on it, so it looks like a jewelry box.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's all edible, and it's stuffed with four incredible. Petite truffles. So those we have in limited quantity, and when we left on Friday, we had already sold half of them, and they had already been there today. So they come in white chocolate, milk chocolate, and dark chocolate.
Yes.
So if you have any interest in something like that, come on down and grab some. And then we have some beauty boxes and things that we can put together for you if you're looking for something for your Valentine. So
lots of great gifts.
Yeah.
Lots and lots.
So, yes, there is lots of food in here. And then we obviously do something on restaurants and things like that.
Yeah. And Lana is great. Lana is another one of our KMS family. And she does the recipe every month. And she also works in the store every once in a while.
She does, thank God.
But her recipes, we also give out the recipes free, a card of the recipe. And we have, I don't know if we have the recipe boxes anymore.
We do.
We do. Mm-hmm. So, and we have a recipe box that's made at Philip Brothers Mill. So, but those are really popular, and we usually have to reprint them again. And so if you're looking for her recipes, we give them out once the new recipes out every month.
Yeah, so people keep the magazine for the recipes, but you can always come into the store, and we actually print recipe cards so you can create your own collection.
Yes. You can never have too many recipes, and it's always fun when you're bored and trying to come up with something new to go back through that and pull a recipe out that you have never tried before.
I still have my mom's Betty Crocker recipe book, and it's the cover's ripped off, and there's grease all over.
I hear you.
But I pull that out all the time.
I still have her little recipe box.
I have that too.
Handwritten and recipes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Recipes are one of those things that are just kind of nostalgic and make you feel good and warm.
And you know what? Handwriting. You know, my ex-mother-in-law, and who has since passed on, but I have a lot of her old recipes, and she was from Lebanon, so you know she had all
Lebanese
these Lebanese recipes of, you know,
One of the things, though, that is different is some of those recipes absolutely do not taste the same. As we change flours and the consistency of flour, the consistency of the sugar products, everything that's different. Sometimes you make something you've made several times before and you go, what the heck? That didn't turn out.
You know, what's interesting.
But the flour is a lot of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Another thing that's really interesting, I was at my mom's over the weekend and we're getting ready to move them. So we were going through old pictures and I found my brother he just turned 60. I found his baby book and I was looking through it and my mom didn't nurse any of us, but what there was no formula. So it was pet milk, you know, the canned milk.
Yes.
With water, yeah.
It's called brand.
Well, it's pet brand, yeah. Oh.
It's not a dog.
Yeah.
With you were thinking Purina baby chow. Yeah, like,
oh my God.
No.
Be sick.
And then they put Karo syrup in it.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my gosh. And then they started feeding him food when he was 6 weeks or 4 weeks old. They started giving him rice cereal.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then carrots at 10 weeks and orange juice. And
we did that.
He didn't like the orange juice, so they put a little Karo syrup in it. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
Kids would be put in jail for doing that to their children now.
I know that, but let's take a look at the state of our children today and the state of those kids. And maybe we weren't so bad off
You know what?
Then.
None of us have allergies.
There you go. Not like they do now, I got to say.
I can actually look at a bag of peanuts and get away with it.
You know what? And I think that, again, it's the food. It's so different now than it was 60 years ago.
No question about it.
Yeah, they didn't have to worry. Well, I guess they did. I mean, organic food was not existent, but it just was.
It was because that's how we ate. I was born and raised in Idaho, and what we ate came out of the ground and out of our garden, and then was canned and preserved for the winter months when you couldn't get it out.
It was pretty. I was reading that book.
That's just how you lived.
Pretty interesting.
Picked it, knocked the bugs off, wash it, and you were good to go. You know?
Hey, organic is how it was.
Yeah.
we didn't make a special deal.
It didn't have a name because it just was.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Crazy.
Oh, so, yeah. It's amazing.
Anyway.
Okay, we got just a little bit of time left. What do we need to highlight?
I would love to talk about blood source. Giving blood. And this story is our giving back story, which we do every year or every month. We have our giving back, which is the last story. Superhero saving lives. And when you give blood, you can potentially be saving three people's lives. So, if it's something that you're scared to do, I know James is really queasy about
scared.
Giving blood.
I pass out.
Yeah, and my daughter does, too.
I do that when I have a blood test. I'm with you. Yeah. I don't like the needle. The whole needle thing is.
But it's not really – it's not painful. And
it's not.
Yeah, it really isn't. And you can go in and sit down and relax and give blood. It usually takes, half hour, 45 minutes.
My brother-in-law is so good at that. He lives in L.A., but he comes up here three times a year for vacation. And when he comes here, he always – this is where he gives.
Uh-huh.
And he actually goes in and sits down and spins like –
He does platelets.
He does the platelets where he's there for hours and they're recirculating and doing all these things. And I just think it's the greatest gift.
Yep.
But, oof, man.
Yeah. And then, after you're done, they want you to stay and hang out and they give you cookies and orange juice and,
cheese.
Sometimes
movie passes.
Yeah. So it's a really great thing to do and it really can save lives. So I know that a few people that said that people's blood has saved their, Mike Burke's daughter. He's a huge advocate for it, but when she was young and had cancer, that's what saved her was the
other
blood
transfusions,
donations,
platelets, things that she needed to sustain herself through, probably all that yucky chemo stuff.
Right. So, and that when we did that story, that's when I started giving blood, and that was, 7 years ago or so.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you know? Well, I know what I'm going to do this afternoon because it's windy and stormy out there, and I'm going to finish up what I got to do in town, and then I'm going home and read the Enjoy magazine.
Good.
In front of the fire.
You sure you don't need to stop at the liquor barn or whatever to get
No,
your
I'm
babies?
Good. I'm okay. Good.
Just want to remind you in case.
Yeah, exactly. So, anything. This has been great, and I just. And again, surprised the number of people that don't know about the magazine. And where can they get the magazine?
So we obviously used to mail them. We still get people saying, I used to mail it and I don't. Well, you know, obviously, I don't know if you've realized, but the U.S. Postal Service has raised the rates on everything so much that it just became we were unable to sustain that. So the magazine is always free, even if you order a subscription either online or come into the store, you can have it mailed to you still. Otherwise, we have roughly, I don't know, hundreds and hundreds of rack locations. And the best way to find out
there's close to 500 locations that in the North State.
Yeah. Yes. Just go to our website, which is enjoymagazine.net, and say where to find us. And it'll give you a list of all the locations broken down by kind of regions or cities or, you know,
all
areas
over the North State. Yeah. So it's not just available. Yeah.
And if you do want a subscription, we do offer subscriptions if you don't want to have to go out and try and find it, because a lot of places do run out. But you
the
can go online.
Free, but you're paying for the mailing.
Yeah. So it's $26.86, I believe, for a year to subscribe. So it's and the magazine actually goes all over the United States.
Yeah.
So there's people all over
that
get it.
A lot of people do this as a great gift.
Oh, what a, I was just going
to
say, what a good idea.
People that used to live here or maybe thinking about moving here. And so, yeah, we have a lot of people in Texas, which is interesting.
A lot of people moved from California to Texas.
Maybe so.
And it's not a bad idea. This state's a little tough sometimes.
So, we just continue to do this month by month, and we enjoy it, and we appreciate coming on.
All right. Well, we enjoy having you, and I'm glad I got to share with you this morning.
Thank you.
A little bit different visit, and I learned a lot. So I want to thank everybody for listening this morning. Join Carl and Linda tomorrow, and I'll see you on Thursday.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The ball is back in the Trump administration's court when it comes to the legal battle over the president's travel ban that's been put on hold by a federal judge. The administration is facing a 6 p.m. deadline to respond to legal challenges filed by two states. Mr. Trump's order temporarily halts immigration from seven predominantly Muslim countries. Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Vice President Pence defended the ban.
I believe the judge made the wrong decision. The Boston court made the right decision. We're going to continue to use all legal means at our disposal to stay that order and move forward to take the steps necessary to protect our country.
Lawyers for the states of Washington and Minnesota tell a federal appeals court that if the ban is reinstated, it would separate.